We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrive. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello, the scene, the Commonwealth Institute in London, the time, the present, the cast in order of appearance, John Amis and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Right, ça commence. John, here is a spectacular opening. Would you care, please, to identify it for us?
I was trying to get that dum-da-dum on the timpani in the right place, but I missed it.
Yes.
It's what some people call Don Juan, what I call Don Juan. It's by Richard Strauss. Anything else?
Whom some people call Richard Strauss, of course, don't
All
they?
All right.
Yes, that's right. Don Juan, we shall say. A tone poem, Don Juan, by Richard Strauss. Yes.
Dickie Strauss, I suppose.
Dickie Strauss.
Very familiar with
him. Yeah.
And over to Frank now. Frank, here's Sir Harry Lauder.
There's a fine Irish fellow called Barney McNally that lived by himself and his mother alone. He's the pride of Killarney, is this my Barney? A little mud cabin is all that they own.
Scottish.
Nice to hear it. Always nice to hear him without that mirthless laugh as well, isn't it? Frank, Frank, a much earlier gentleman named Lauder, William Lauder, lost a leg in curious circumstances. Do you remember what happened?
As he hopped.
Well, he had to. Do you know what happened? This was a long time ago.
There was a Lauder, William Lauder.
Yes.
Who was a poet.
Yes, yes.
And was educated at St Andrews University.
That's probably the chap, because he had an accident near Edinburgh. Do you know what happened to him? You've got the right one.
Run over.
Not quite, no. You've got the right one, and I think you should have the mark. He was hit by a golf ball near Edinburgh and had to have a leg removed as a result.
By golly, somebody drove well from St Andrews.
Yes. And that came from a book you reviewed called Dictionary Johnson, so I know you know about it, you see.
I've got a different Lauder, actually. My chap was Elizabethan.
Oh, well, there you are. This one's 18th century. Does he have the mark, chaps? Of course he has the mark. Does he have the mark?
Yes.
Thank you. Very honest tonight, aren't you, Frank? Ian, a sweet moment from a tough opera.
A girl who cannot grant some things and refuse what is most material make but a poor hand of her beauty and soon be thrown upon the common.
Can you place it?
Yes, I think I can, because I think at some other point in that recording I had a hand in it.
Yes,
actually.
You appear.
Which means that it's the Beggar's Opera.
Yes, that's right. Elsie Morrison there, and you on the same LP. It's from the Beggar's Opera. Music arranged by...
Dr. Pepusch.
Pepusch and Austin, yes. Right. Dennis, a naughty song. Who's the singer?
I always hope with having it if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. And suppose it makes you fat, I don't worry over that. Cause a little of what you fancy does you good.
That's one of my favourite LPs, actually. That's Georgia Brown singing with the Ted Heath Orchestra.
Yeah.
A selection of Cockney songs.
Yeah.
And she does a marvellous version of Don't Dilly Dally as
yes.
well. I don't know why that LP has never had the renown it deserves.
No,
it's the best thing Georgia ever did.
Tearaway version of
yeah.
Don't Dilly Dally
yeah.
on the way. Yes, two great performers, actually, Georgia
yeah.
Brown and the Ted Heath Orchestra. In my piano medley are eight tunes, four for each side to name if they can. John Frank, the first four. John, Frank, well, John, perhaps the first
one. It's one of those things you're made to play when you're young.
That's it. That's the one.
He says it's Chopin.
It's not Chopin.
It's either Schumann or one of those Beethoven rondos.
Yeah, well, yes.
It's a sonatina.
Well, it has a title. It has a
concertina.
The girl's name in the title. I can't.
Für Elisa.
Für Elisa, yes. Shall we give him that? Oh, you are nice, aren't you? Yes, all right. Half a mark for Für Elisa. Yeah. Then the next one.
Lullaby of the Leaves.
Lullaby of the Leaves, thank you.
Ragtime Girl.
Not quite. Try the line before it.
Ragtime Doll.
No. Ragtime Girl. What's the title, Dennis?
Hello, My Baby.
Hello, My Baby. I don't think you got that, did you? And then da da well, da 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 da.
The telephone was engaged. It's a da 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 da.
What's the title?
Da, 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 da. Blue Moon.
Give him that one. Blue Room. That's one.
Blue
Room.
After two.
And then I went over to the other side for young.
Yippie yaddy.
Yes. And then da dum ba dum bum bum.
The Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Yes. By Debussy. Yes. That. Then da dum ba dum bum bum.
Tango. I put down.
That's right. It is. It's Tango.
Albéniz.
By Albéniz. And the last one.
Waltz of My Dreams.
Not quite. Waltz of My...
Waltz of My Heart.
Yes, Waltz of My Heart. Heart. Right.
Same
you've
thing.
Got, yes. You've got two out of two. Very good. Turn over the page, we come to this and that, beginning with a touch of Wagner. John, what began with Rienzi and ended with Grand March, Les Enfants de la Garde by Schlösser?
Schlösser?
Yes. Something Schlösser. Began with Rienzi and ended with that Grand March.
Wasn't the first promenade concert
ever? It was
ever,
indeed. Was it? The first Henry Wood promenade concert, yes, on August the 10th, 1895. John, incidentally, why is it curiously appropriate, do you think, that an orchestral concert should begin with the Rienzi overture?
Maybe because it's the second opera that Wagner wrote?
Well, that's... No, something more appropriate than that.
Sorry?
I don't consider that entirely appropriate.
No.
Well, I'll play you this at the start, and then you can tell me.
Oh, because he's got a trumpet call.
No. Here's the start. What note is that?
A.
Yes, A. Very good note to start an orchestral concert with. A tuning A.
Tune to it. Knit.
Frank, 1895, first prom. 1895, which of the following were alive then? Tchaikovsky, Oscar Hammerstein, Cole Porter, and Sir Walter Raleigh.
Tchaikovsky, no. Oscar Hammerstein,
Cole Porter.
Sir Walter Raleigh II, the
prof
of English literature at Oxford.
Yes, that's the one. He was alive then, from 1861 to 1922.
Oscar Hammerstein I was scarcely born, so he must have been alive.
yes, July
Tchaikovsky 12th. Tchaikovsky was most certainly dead. The spirit on my left informed me.
Absolutely right. Tchaikovsky had died in 1893, and you got a mark. Well won. Yes, the others were alive. Ian, listen to a few bars of lovely, rich orchestral music. Film theme before the movies had sound. Comes from Delius's The Walk to the Paradise Garden. Ian, what exactly is the Paradise Garden?
I don't really know.
I do. It's a disco.
Yes, or could be a nice restaurant.
Couldn't call it the 1812 overture because it was already so it's called just a good title. There's no indication of how you're expected to get back as to where there's a bus.
You just walk to it. At closing time they throw you out because the Paradise Garden is a rather seedy riverside pub in Delius's opera Village Romeo and Juliet. Oh. You won't expect a mark, but now you will.
I shall listen to it with a totally different sort of
feeling from now on. Yeah. Yes. Go over and pour myself a drink halfway through.
Dennis, what was the first pop record to sell over 2 million copies in Britain? And I do mean in Britain, not just in England. Which is a sort of a clue.
Yes.
Sort of a clue.
It's the one that was dedicated to a tyre, wasn't it?
Go on.
The Mullican tyre.
Mullican tyre. By
Wings. Paul McCartney, yeah.
Mullican tyre, yeah. Let's try another round. John, what instruments would you expect to hear playing harmony music?
Wind.
Yes, wind instruments.
It's the German, what the German call a wind band.
Yes, oboes, clarinets, horns, bassoons, often in pairs. Fine. Frank, sight singing is a valuable musical accomplishment. Even singing words at sight takes a bit of concentration. So for your mark, a song sent in to me by Chris Keane of Exeter. New lyrics, anyway, they're new to me, to the song The Girl I Left Behind Me. That's the one. Yes, that's right. Have a go. Sight sing.
I dreamed I took my mother-in-law a bathing in the ocean. The way she kicked and splashed about, she made a great commotion. And then I laughed, ha ha hee hee. Oh, how I gloated. For her, one of her legs was made of cork, and the wrong way up she floated.
I don't think we want it back. Thank you. Thank you, yes. Rather fun, wasn't it, that? And thanks to Chris Keane for sending it in. Ian, you switch on your radio and you hear these notes. Just that. Mm-hmm. What time is it?
Ah, now that's the going on one, isn't it? That's... pom, 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 pom. So it's not quarter past.
No, what is it then?
5 past.
No, it's either half past or quarter to.
Which would you guess of those two?
Pom, pom, pom,
I mean,
pom.
Would you go for your second guess, perhaps, pom, or for your pom, first guess? Pom.
You think I should go for my second guess?
I didn't say a thing.
Well, I think in that case it might possibly be a quarter to.
It would be a quarter to something. If it were a quarter past, the notes would be in a different order. Quarter past would be...
Pom, 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 pom.
And this one is... Pom, pom, pom. Yeah, it's
what's
quarter
half,
to
what
something.
Is half past?
Da-da-dee-dee. Yes, da-da-dee-dee is half past.
Yes.
Yeah. In other words, each of the four is different.
It's different, yes.
Yes, Dennis, Alan Herbert, A.P. Herbert, used to do a thing after dinner. He used to wave a £5 note and bet that nobody could hum the chimes of Big Ben. Yeah. And he never did lose the fiver. It's much more complicated than one supposes, isn't it?
He can do it.
I can do it. Dennis, what do musicians mean by a diminished interval?
It means it's one where you can't get a drink.
I was in the theatre once, and which one of the things that puts me off the theatre is that indecent scramble during the interval to get a drink. There was a terrible scrum round the bar, and there was a tall, gaunt-looking American who said, "Isn't this awful?" And I said, "Yeah." And any rate, by insinuating myself in, managed to get a drink. Then they rang the bell, and everybody started going back in, and I was standing with a drink, and then this American passed me and just sort of shrugged and held his hands that he'd been unsuccessful. And somebody who was with me said, "You know who that was? That was Paul Getty, the richest man, and he couldn't get a drink. And I did." And then I read these articles in Playboy that he wrote about how to make money, how you've got to be assertive. Yes. Why aren't I rich?
Following morning he bought the theatre.
Yes.
Yeah, diminished interval, I won't go into detail, it concerns the distance, the space between notes. And a diminished seventh, the notes are rather little difficult to pitch. A little difficult to pitch, aren't they, Ian?
Mm. Sounds
there's
like...
a couple of songs...
That's about 10-2, that is.
Isn't Yes, that's right. There are a couple.
According G, proceeded to diminish it.
Yes, but there are a couple of songs that are useful for practicing diminished seventh. I'll never let a day go by. Those are four. And there's also from Best Things in Life. The best things in life. Life is just a bowl of cherries, rather. Yeah. Right, on we go. One of our senior disc jockeys delighted his listeners by pointing out how many monosyllabic song titles there are, and he gave as an example of monosyllabic titles Unless, Until, and Because. Well, we know what he meant. He meant one-word titles. So sharpen your pencils, please, and your wits, and write down as many one-word titles, not yet, to songs, operas, musicals, or whatever you will, beginning now, and ending when the music stops in 20 seconds' time.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Stop. Stop. That's your 20 seconds. Right. Half a mark for each. John, one-word musical titles.
Unless.
Yeah.
Until.
Go on. Yeah.
Liza.
Yeah.
Isn't there a song called Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Chloe.
Yes.
And I got through Half Morning.
Well, that'll do nicely. That's three. That's six. That's three. Right, Frank, what did you get? One-word title.
Well, I spent the 20 seconds almost finishing writing down supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It is, isn't it? Yes, a one-word title. Right,
but I've also got Falstaff, Aida, She, Woman, and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. You've got Oklahoma, which you played. Oh, that's six again. Right, Ian, one-word titles?
Carousel, yeah. Tosca, Louise, Martha, and Sally.
I'm not sure about Carousel. I don't think that's a title. Yeah. The Carousel Waltz. Well, I did say operas and musicals. No, you're right. So? You're right. So you've got five.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yes, of course. Yes, no, I was thinking of song titles. No, you're quite right. You would get two and a half.
I would be prepared to fight for that.
Yes,
so I seem to have started where Ian finished. Sally,
yeah.
Irene, Mary, Maria, Marie, Mammy, Nicola, and Rosalie.
Two, four, six, eight. That's very good. Yes, all of those are acceptable. Fine. Singing, whistling, going back, trotting, and first of all, turning. The basis of the songs sung for us now by Frank, John, Dennis, and Ian. Frank, let the great big world keep turning.
Let the great big world keep turning. Never mind if I've got you. I only know that I want you so. And there's no one else will do. You have simply set me yearning, and forever I'll be true. Let the great big world keep on turning round. Now I've found someone
Last time John whistled to us, odd things happened in Cheshunt and Midlothian. In Cheshunt, Mr. and Mrs. Tyler's minor bird joined in, whistled all the way, including all the trills, and dead-heated with John at the very end of the piece. But in Balerno, Midlothian, E. Cameron was, and I'll read from the letter, knocked off my feet, and the standard lamp crashed to the ground as my cocker spaniels charged through the house, under the mistaken impression that their deadly enemy, the postman, who always whistles up the path, had actually got into the house. Well, minor birds and cockers stowed away, please, as John renders for us Humoresque. There's a note.
Still, I'm sorry. Morgen, friedlich geborgen, liegt doch die Welt im Sonnenschein. Unter Ohren alter Bäume lässt ich sich träumen in den goldenen Frühlingstag hinein.
Dennis is going back to an odd-sounding place called Imazaz, and all will be revealed towards the end of the song. Right.
I'm going back to Imazaz, never again to roam. I'm jogging along and humming a song, a day's march nearer home. There's a cottage so neat at the end of the street, and it's numbered 94. So I'm going back to Imazaz. Imazaz, the pub next door.
Do you know, Dennis, I fell off my deck chair when I first heard that last line. In a concert party at Skeg, that was.
I had a cocker spaniel fall off the deck chair, weren't you?
Yes. Dennis, that was going back to Imazaz. Ian is trotting to the fair. Music by Stanford. Pony trained by kindness, I hope. Okay, shall we have a go?
Trotting to the fair, me and Moll Maloney seated, I declare, on a single pony. How am I to know that Molly's safe behind, with our heads in all that awkward, awkward way inclined? By her gentle breathing, whispered past my ear, and her white arms breathing warm around me here. Thus on Dobbin's back, I discoursed the darling, till upon our track leapt a mongrel snarling. Ah, says Moll, I'm frightened, frightened that the pony'll start, and her pretty hand she tightened round my happy heart. Till I asked her, may I steal a kiss or so? And my Molly's grey eye didn't answer no.
Thank you. Well, the score sheet does not lie, and neither do I when I tell you that the victors this week are John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.